So what do you hope people understand about your football program, the way that 2 weeks from now I'm related to it, and then 3 weeks, what do you say about the truth of ministers and your estimation?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure. I look back, you know, beyond that, more so. I think it's, you know, that period of time in which we went through the, you know, the losses. You know, I think that's what really defined this group of young people. You know, I think the fight and the spirit, excuse me, the you know, perseverance, determination, you know, that never give up spirit and attitude. I think that's probably what I remember from this season as much as anything. And if there was a tag to put on this football team, it would probably be centered around all those traits. You know, I'm pleased, obviously, that they came back and did what they did. And doing it, you know, when you think about, you know, having to come back from a deficit in each of the last two ball games, or you know, two of the last three ball games, you know, is pretty significant. I think that's evidence of the never say die spirit, I guess.
So, with all that happened this season, and you know, all the overcoming all the obstacles, can you just kind of describe the locker room, how that locker room was when you walked in and played the game?
Well, they were pretty pleased with themselves, to say the least. And I'm pleased that it was that way. I mean, you know, under probably normal circumstances, it probably wouldn't be that way. We'd, you know, act like we've been there before. But considering what they've gone through over the course of the season, I think it was appropriate. And they were excited and enthused, and I was happy for them.
Coach, you talked a lot about Morgan lately, but for him to do what he did today with all the returns, how impressed were you with what they were doing?
Well, you know, once again, the answer is simply very impressed. But, you know, it's not just Morgan. You know, there's a whole bunch of guys on there that kind of helped make that take place. And they did. You know, now obviously he is the guy that gets it in the end zone and does the things that he does. And is a tremendously talented, gifted young guy at that. But, you know, it's an entire unit of 11 people.
Coach, Michael Moore had his best game of the season. I think he's one of the best defensive games of the year for you guys. Can you kind of give your thoughts on his performance and his progression as he's gone through?
Well, you know, you have to think back to, you know, Michael went through some difficult times with the, you know, loss of his father, you know, during right at the beginning of the season. And it's been hard for him, you know, because he's a good family man and loves his family. And, you know, all of it was really hard, and it took him, you know, quite some time. But he has gotten to the point where, you know, he's worked his way through that, and he's beginning to enjoy himself again. He's enjoying playing now, you know, at the initial phase of the season. You know, he wasn't even sure he wanted to be there, you know, just because of the issues in his life. And I admire him so much for, you know, fighting through it all and learning again to enjoy the game that, you know, he loves so much and does again. So I'm all proud of him.
First, the offense couldn't do much to have. How did Cody Cook change the complexion of the game?
Well, you know, I think every youngster in our program, all of our offensive people, have a great deal of confidence in Cody. And I think maybe it, when your number one quarterback goes down, then, you know, normally there's some type of an emotional letdown. And I think with Cody coming onto the field, I didn't sense that letdown. I think they, you know, felt comfortable that, you know, he could step in and make plays and continue to, you know, try to get our offense to go. He made some plays. He threw the ball reasonably well, overthrew a couple of deep balls that we had opportunities to score on, but overall played quite well. And, you know, I admire Cody so much. He's a tough young guy, tough-minded young guy, competes, as competitive as anybody, I think. And our players recognize that, and that's kind of, you know, that's uplifting to them as well.
Coach, talk about the Deontay Burton. What a big day for him. Five catches, 135 yards, including that big touchdown.
Don't quote me on this, but what I'll tell him is that one that he dropped on about the 3 yard line that I'm a little concerned about, but played well. You know, it seems like almost every ball game he comes up with a big catch of some sorts. You know, he can get up in the air, has a pretty good understanding of what goes on defensively and how to get himself open. And, you know, obviously we made some, he made some, along with Cody and Joe, made some clutch plays in the ball game to give us a chance to maintain possession of the ball. Cause we had some field position issues in the, you know, in a good portion of the ball game, and couldn't get out of there, and that was a real problem for us. And you know what West Virginia's offense did get more often than not, it was that short field that we created by not being as adept as we needed to be on offense.
Coach, your team held West Virginia to 30% conversion on third down, and then had a huge fourth down stop. Can you talk about how they played the back against the wall and came up close to it?
Well, you know, I think a number of things took place. Now, we had our issues, and some of it, even though it was 30, you know, percent, you know, they got some of those second and long, second and mediums conversions by just raising up and throwing, you know, the little short routes in there and the little slant routes off that little, you know, zone fake or play action fake. And they got a few too many of those, which moved the chains. But, you know, when you go back and look, you know, 30% conversion rate, for our defense is really good, because we have not been, we're down towards the bottom, very bottom in the conference in regards to third down defense, third down conversion rate on defense. So it was we did step up. And we had some guys, we go back, we contested a lot of passes, not as many as I'd like, but we contested a lot of throws and broke up a lot of throws, you know, in those situations as well, which was really big for us. And, you know, it always helps us when, you know, we can tighten down our coverage and not give them those easy throws. We gave them a few of those, but when we tightened down, we had we had the ability and got ourselves in position to compete the throws, and our guys competed pretty well for them. There's an awful lot of, I say an awful lot of, I don't know what the number is, but there's a number of knockdown passes, you know, where it's close. I mean, he's going to get it, or we're going to knock it down, one or two. It's no, you know, there's no big separation in there. And it takes some discipline to do that without the pass interference calls as well. So
along with the back end of the defense, did you feel like you pressured the quarterback as well as you had the entire year?
Well, it was important to us. You know, I think the young man, you know, I admire their quarterback, and I told him that after the ball game, because he is a competitive young guy. And I admire the way he competes. A lot of people thought he probably couldn't throw the ball too well, but you look out and see, you know, the touchdown pass that he had, the little fade route down there. You know, he threw awful well. He threw a lot of things well. But, you know, the concern was for us is, you know, if we could pressure him a little bit, then he might be a little bit errant with some of his throws. And early in the ball game, we got some pressure to him, and that was exactly the case. It got a little harder, you know, to get the pressure on, and I don't know what we ended up with. I think at one time we had 4 sacks. I don't know if we ended up, probably may have gotten a couple more, I'm not sure. But that was important. You know, when he had time to throw, he's got good receivers, guys that have some speed and quickness to him and can find open areas, and when we gave him time, he could do that. When we got the pressure on him, we normally had some success.
And you know, I'm just wondering how comforting it is not to have to take a vote of a 5-7 game or whatever.
Well, that's nature. You know, there's not a player in this program that has ever been involved in a losing season. And in my way of thinking anyway, that needed to be important to them. And I really believe it is. I you know, we talked about not backing into, you know, a bowl game. My understanding was probably would have gotten an invitation anyway, but that, you know, that doesn't have near the meaning it does. And it's not the bowl game itself, it's, you know, it's what took place in order to give them an opportunity to have an invitation to a bowl game. So I think you're pleased about it.
You guys are on the three of them. You're going to the ball, looking at the fact that there's kind of a springboard in the whole prospect season.
Well, it kind of depends on how that next game finishes. That'll make a difference, huh? You know, it should. I mean, it should elevate thinking, emotional aspect of, you know, players preparing themselves for the future. I think, you know, bowl preparation, if we're, you know, fortunate to be in one, which I think we will. But you know, as I've said all along, you know, that's why people ask me about, you know, are there too many bowls? You guys have asked me the same thing, and I've always maintained, you know, there's not enough. You know, if there's 100 bowls, you know, that'd be a good thing in my way of thinking. And the reasoning behind it is, as I've said to you so many times, you know, that the opportunity to have those extra practices, it's another spring practice. So you get two spring practices in all reality. And that's significant to any program. And you think of programs that haven't had the good fortune to go as many bowl games as we have, you know, it means an awful lot to them to have that opportunity. And I've always said it was, you know, it's one of the things that was the foundation of our program going way back in the, you know, early 90s, that gave us the opportunity to get ourselves better year in and year out because we started that string of bowl games, and that was instrumental to our program, very much so. And again, you know, for us, you know, it's about, you know, a wonderful fan base that, you know, we have an awful lot of people that save up their nickels and dimes, you know, throughout the course of the year, and the only vacation they take is that one that, you know, is after the season is over, and they're making a difference where it is. They, you know, they just love to go, and that's why we have such great attendance at bowl games, and so it's meaningful to them as well. And shared that with our players, you know, how much our fan base is invested in our program and what all this means to them as well.
So we discussed on Tuesday, you are indeed the first team that has 6 points in the Big 12, same season that you lose 6 games in a row. And you do so with wide receiver / quarterback leading the way down the stretch of this final game on a team that's been held together seemingly with Matt and Dave part of the season. When you take a step back right now, I'd like to ask you just what you think. When you think about the season and everything that's happened this year?
Well, first of all, I'm in the masking tape business. I don't know. You know, I'll reflect upon it here shortly. You know, but my thinking all along has been kind of what I said before. You know, a team of young people that maybe don't possess a value system that I talk about all the time probably wouldn't be able to come back and finish the season as they did and compete in all those other ball games with one exception as well as they did, you know, even though, you know, they were losing the ball games. But it's what I said before, you know, I think it's a reasonably disciplined football team. I think they're a tough-minded football team. I think they're a group of guys that have the innate ability to be persistent. You know, as you talk about, you know, keep rowing the boat and keep sawing wood and all those kinds of things, but they do. And I'm proud of them, you know, for that. And look around and, you know, our next quarterback was Luke Hayes, so I don't know what's, but, you know, you just, you know, you deal with it. I mean, that's just the way it is. And as a young person, you have to learn how, you know, to do that. Life's not going to be, you know, sunshine and roses all the time, and you know, you better learn how to deal with some of the adversities that take place, and this is as great a learning opportunity as could exist, probably.
Are you ready for a small break personally right now?
Well, I'd like to have a small break, but I have to, we've got a reception to go to and a TV show to do, and I've got to get up early tomorrow morning and leave town, so we'll find some time sometime. Thank you all very much for the season.